Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a fun one, Stone.
It is. I've been looking forward to this segment ever since the good folks over at the Sandy Springs Innovation Center and the Sandy Springs Perimeter Chamber help us get this coordinated. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast with iGuard PPC, Miss Kim Gay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Kim, before we get too far into things, tell us a little bit about iGuard PPC. How are you serving folks?
Well, iGuard PPC is a product and service company, and we provide infection prevention products and services. So not only do we have the products that kill bacteria, viruses, and spores, we have services that we go out into hospitals, nursing homes, offices, sports arenas, pretty much everywhere that when somebody has the need, and we provide the disinfection service for them.
And then, so is this something that people hire you like every evening you do this typically? I know we're kind of in a crisis situation right now, but is it the typical flow of your business prior to this?
No, it's usually in the past. It has been either a yearly service or a monthly service or whatever. Now we are getting more calls to come in either because they have to have employees at a facility and they want to disinfect, or they want us to come in prior to the employees going back to work eventually, hopefully soon, and disinfect to make sure that there's no virus, there's no COVID-19 in the facility, because we're still wondering how long it stays on surfaces. And environmental surfaces, they will trap those viruses, and the viruses will stay on those surfaces for, they're saying now, they don't know exactly, up to 9 days. So our process when we go in is that we use special equipment and go in and disinfect. We can make the disinfectant so small that the disinfectant can go into the nooks and the crannies where viruses hide and kill those viruses.
So now walk.
Did that answer your question?
It does. And so nowadays, like if somebody calls you, you'll come in maybe before the day begins or after the day's over. What exactly happens when you enter one of your places you work at?
We go in and our service technicians have their equipment and we have our disinfectant in our equipment. And we go in and totally spray the disinfectant on all the surfaces, and the disinfectant will wrap around all anything in the building. Let's say if we're working with an office building, we will spray it and it'll wrap around the desk and go underneath and trap everything. So my service technician will go into that building and start in one room and make sure everything in that office room has been totally disinfected. So the disinfectant comes out of the machine and it sprays and covers 100% of that office.
Now, is the disinfectant a liquid? Like, does it leave a film? Like, how does it behave once it lands where it lands?
Right. Good question. It is a liquid, and it's very fine, and it does not leave a residue after. It stays on the surface just perfectly clear and goes into the nooks and crannies on the desk or the wall or in the break room or in a hospital room or whatever, and there's no residue whatsoever. So there's no wiping afterwards. And then, that's the best thing about what we do is we can go in and totally spray, and you don't need to wipe. You just, it is 100% covered.
And then does it have an odor?
It does have an odor, yes, but it doesn't have a residual odor. While we are doing it, it does. We have botanicals in our solution, vanilla and lavender, to kind of mute the odor somewhat. Mm-hmm. But it does have an odor. But the odor does not persist in the room.
And then, so right now your business must be going gangbusters, I would imagine.
We're busy. We're very busy. We're selling a lot of product. And we're getting a lot of calls. But, you know, I think a lot of people are waiting until their people are coming back to work mm-hmm. before they want us to do the service. So I think that, you know, when we decide people can go back to an office, that's when we're really going to be busy. We're trying to get the word out there that we can do this.
Right. Now, is the offering the service and the kind of disinfectant, or can a lay person just order the product and then do it themselves in a self-serve manner?
They can order the product from us, and they can use it with a trigger bottle or with a wipe and clean the surfaces. The advantage of us doing it for them is what I described earlier, that we can get everything, you know, we can get, and a person cannot actually get everything, you know, right. cannot get up under whatever. But yes, we're happy to sell product.
So when you got it, talk about the beginning. How did you get into this line of work?
I had a company previously that I sold. And I was doing some consulting and looking. I'm a product person, and I was looking for something, the next big thing in healthcare, and it just happened to be infection prevention that it just kept coming up and coming up. And so I researched the products and what had to be done. I had to totally educate myself because I was in a different part of healthcare before. And I had to educate myself on infection prevention. And that's kind of how I got into it when I started this company, is just going on a gut that infection prevention was going to be really important one day.
Now, how did you get your first clients? Like you said, you were new to this industry. How did you go about kind of introducing the product to the public?
Yeah, I called on previous clients that I had because I was in healthcare, and it was not easy because it was new. I had some things that were new on the market, and the former client had always thought of me as the person that represented another product line. So I had to go in and educate my customers on what I was doing. The good thing is I had some relationships. And it was, at that time, it was all healthcare related, primarily long-term care and nursing homes.
And then that's still kind of a portion of your clients are in that space. But this, I would think that this kind of, a lot of other organizations would be open to this type of a service nowadays.
Nowadays, yes, absolutely. I'm getting, hospitals and nursing homes are closed down. You can't go in. So we can't even go into for our service now in long-term care. Now I'm selling product to the facilities, but we can't go in. The offices and some restaurants and office buildings. That's the most of the calls I'm getting these days for the service. Now, for my product sales, for my disinfectant product sales, that's still hospitals, nursing homes, you know, some other service providers all over the country are calling me for product.
Now, do you have any advice for the people that are kind of going at it alone on how to best protect their employees and their customers?
Mm-hmm. If you're going it alone and cleaning, you know, or using some of your people to clean, the most important thing is to make sure that you have a product that will kill COVID-19. You know, that's what we're talking about. That's the big thing.
Right.
So that's registered to kill it. And then follow the directions. A lot of people, you know, even cleaning people, are in a rush to get it to finish, to get it done. Well, with what we're dealing with right now, if you don't have the wet time or dwell time of the product on the surface, then it is not going to work. So our product has a 2-minute dwell time for spores, but a 1-minute dwell time for viruses. You need a wet time of up to a minute. So that means the surface stays wet for that minute. That's very important. And then hopefully you'll have a product that you don't have to wipe down afterwards, that can stay on the surface and will not have a residue to it, because wiping and using rags or wipes just moves things around. So if you can get a product that you can just spray on and leave, you'll be more successful in killing the virus.
And that's one of the benefits of the iGuard products, right? That they yeah. have that wet time and they stay, and then you don't have to go mm-hmm. back and then, you know, mm-hmm. create more risk mm-hmm. in case you're spreading around something and moving right. it just to a different location.
Also, this is important, I think, that you have products that do not damage furnishings and equipment. If you're using a bleach-based product, you know, and you continue to use it over time, then you're gonna damage your equipment and your furniture and everything. Just keep that in. People need to keep that in mind. Yes, it does a great job of killing. That's for sure. And it has been used for many, many, many years. But over time, it will damage equipment and furnishings.
And then these are on the flat surfaces, the hard surfaces, or do you have to do this like on the rugs and on the fabric as well?
That is a very good question. Most disinfectants are labeled for hard surfaces. But, you know, we know that carpet holds bacteria and viruses. Window treatments hold, you know, the fabric and window treatments hold bacteria and viruses. So when we go in with our machine, we'll totally coat the carpet and the fabrics on the windows. That's important. So if people are doing it themselves, keep in mind that bacteria and viruses can slough off the body and fall onto the floor.
And I'm sure if they're trying to kind of do this on their own with a bleach product, that's not a good combination of these fabrics.
No, not at all. Not at all. You know, there are hydrogen peroxide products out there that are effective. Some of them leave a residue, some don't. The ones in the grocery store can be effective. You really need a product that's not. They're different COVID products, or coronavirus. Let me take that back. Coronavirus. And people need to make sure that they have something that works against COVID-19 or the most current, the novel coronavirus.
Mm-hmm. So now, do you have a story you can share of you working with a client and them seeing a result that maybe either surprised you or helped them in some manner?
Well, we have seen, you know, over the last several weeks that we can go in and people are so grateful because we have come in and they've seen the way we work and how promptly we get there and how we can take care of the job. I'll give you one example is here in Sandy Springs. I got a call at 10 o'clock at night from the fire department, the Sandy Springs Fire Department, and they wanted me to come in the next day and, you know, do our service in one of the fire stations. And at 10 o'clock the next morning, we were there and we totally disinfected that whole fire station inside the fire trucks, outside where they cook, everything. And, you know, it just, that made me feel good, you know, that we could respond that quickly and take care of those people that are taking care of us.
Right, to give them the peace of mind. They're the ones on the front lines and the first responders. And here you are helping them do their job better so they can help more of us.
Exactly. Those are the people that we really want to help. And you know, because they've got to stay safe and healthy.
Right. If they're not, if they're getting the virus, they're not able to help anybody.
Yeah, I heard somebody say yesterday that, you know, just because we have COVID-19 doesn't mean we don't have people that have emergent situations. We don't have car wrecks. We don't have fires. We don't have all of these different things. They keep it, that life keeps going on, even though most people are sitting at home.
Right. Now, you serve in person the Metro Atlanta area, is that right?
We can, for our service and our product sales, we can cover the country pretty much. As far as the actual service, I have a group of peers throughout the country that I can call on if we need a job done in California.
Oh, wow.
So I've got relationships with many, many people. If somebody calls them from Georgia, they call me.
Mm-hmm. And then can give them the equipment and what they need in order to execute this kind of prevention or protection.
They have the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So they have the same type of equipment I do. They are ready to go, you know, instantly like we are. We just share. In the business, we're all small businesses, and if there's a need that I get a call on in California, I call the person that I know out there that has the equipment.
And then they're ready to go with this product to do the same service as if you were here in Sandy Springs.
Yes, exactly.
Good stuff, Kim. Now, if somebody wanted to learn more about the products and or the services anywhere, I guess, in Sandy Springs or anywhere in the country, where would they go? Is there a website?
Yes, it's www.iguard, P as in Paul, P as in Paul, C as in Charlie.com.
iguardppc.com, and the PPC stands for Prevention, Protection, and Control, right?
Exactly.
Well, Kim, thank you so much. Go ahead.
I was going to give you my number. It's 678-614-3421.
Good stuff. Well, congratulations on all the success, and thank you so much for serving the community in the manner you are. It's important.
Well, thank you for having me on. Thank you.
All right. That was Kim Gay with iGuard PPC. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.